98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Coyotes GM John Chyka on now with Doug and Wolf.
You know, after a tough loss like that, we'd love to spend some time ripping the Kings and the Oilers for their meltdown, too. But the Valley cares about one thing. And, John, hopefully you can help us out with the answer. The general manager of the Coyotes has just called into the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. First off, good morning. Second of all, give us the latest. How is Darcy Kuemper this morning?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Darcy, he's okay. I think, good news is nothing too serious by the sounds of it. He's got an appointment today to get further checkup, but we'll see. It was a bit of a fluke play, but those have been happening to us this year. And scary at first, but I think, like I said, first indication is not too serious.
Johnny, have you ever seen a team go out and dominate the way that you guys dominated, out shooting the Kings 50-24, and yet you lose the game?
It happens from time to time. That's the game. Sometimes a goalie can steal a game, and that's what happened. But obviously the timing of it is difficult for us. Having said that, we got two games left here. If we keep playing the way we've been playing, which I really like our game lately, whether it's Chicago, Minnesota, thought we showed a lot of heart coming back against Colorado and played well last night. So we're putting together some really good performances. If we can win our next two games, I think we still have in my mind, a good chance.
Yeah, if you, for those of you who don't know what John's talking about, what you need is Colorado loses two, and they both need to be losses in regulation, and then the Arizona Coyotes need to win both of their games, and only one of those wins could be a shootout. If both wins are a shootout, that's not enough for them to be a winner and get in. But if they can do that, then they're able to make the playoffs. Do you think any of the players even know those scenarios? I mean, is that something you guys talk to them about?
Yeah, it's not something we have to talk to them about, but the players are smart and they're always engaged, and it's important to them. So they know where they're at, and as much as last night stung them, and like I said, the guys played hard. I thought it'd be a different story if we didn't play very well, we didn't execute, we didn't have the energy, maybe we're running out of gas, but I didn't see any of that from our guys. I thought we played extremely well, had a lot of good chances. Their goalie made some big saves, some plays. We hit a post or didn't get as much on the shot as we would like to, but again, those are things that occur throughout a season. We've been on the other side of it too, where our goalies have stole us the game, and over 82, that's what happens. Like I said, the timing's difficult, but we got two games left, and put everything we can at those two games and move on.
Johnny, obviously 0-for-6 on the power play. I think you look at that immediately and you say to yourself, man, there's an opportunity missed. Any reasons why you played so poorly on the power play?
Yeah, and I think you look at the result and it doesn't look good, but if you look at the chances we had and the zone time we had, I thought our entries were pretty good. I thought we moved around pretty well, had some good puck movement, had a number of looks. Their goalie was good, and the best penalty killer is always the goaltender. So, again, those are things you look back and say, if we capitalize on a few of those chances, it's obviously a much different game. But we didn't. I think we got two games left here. Hopefully the power play can build off what they were generating last night, because they it's been a streaky power play this year. There's been spurts where it's been pretty good for us too, and it's also won us a few games here or there. So, again, hopefully they can bounce back, get a better result, and I think they deserve it because they're doing good things, and the results got to come around for them.
Obviously, as a general manager, you are just dying for the idea of giving a lot of these young guys playoff experience. But what are they learning now going through this kind of an April?
Yeah, I think the last 15-20 games has been playoff experience for these guys. We've gone into some tough buildings. We had to play against Chicago and Minnesota. Both those teams, their seasons were on the line. Chicago's got five Hall of Famers, and they got guys that have won cups and played in those atmospheres many times. And Minnesota, I think they made the playoffs 7 years straight. They got a few Hall of Famers on their team probably. So there's a lot on the line. We got a young group. I really like the way they responded. I really like the way they played. And I think, through these experiences, these guys are 20, 21, 22. They're just getting started. So to have those experiences at this young age, to play those meaningful games, obviously huge value for us moving forward, and even better when we get the win, and they were able to do that as well. So, good all around in that regard.
Johnny, unfortunately, I played 10 years in the NFL, of course, and I got a PhD in losing for the most part, so I know what it's like to go out there and try as hard as you can, and suddenly it's not good enough. But I also know how important it is, how critical it is in a dressing room or in a locker room that you have leaders that control that mood, especially when you have two games to go. Yeah, the odds look long for you guys, but you still have two games to go. Who is providing that leadership in your dressing room?
Yeah, I just think one of the best parts of our season has been, the evolution of Oliver Ekman Larson as a leader. I mean, obviously, last year we didn't have a captain, and he kind of filled that void and stepped up. But I think also this year, just the first year with a C on his sweater and having to be that guy and having people look to you. And, again, it's a learning experience for him first year. But I think just the way he's played, the way he's kept things together throughout the season. Now, big moments against Colorado, scores too late to step up. Mm-hmm. I think he's played some of his best hockey of his career of late. So, he's going out and he's leading by example, but I know he's also making sure he's taking care of his teammates and taking care of the mood in the room. So that gives us great hope for the future, of course. And Oliver's only an all-star player, but he's an all-star person and he's becoming an all-star leader. So, that bodes extremely well for the future, and that's what we expected. But at the same time, to actually, go out and do it, it's another story. And he's doing it.
This is John Chyka, GM, Arizona Coyotes. Obviously, rule one: keep the puck out of the net. But what's the most important thing for Calvin Pickard if he is indeed the starter on Thursday?
Yeah, I think Picks worked his ass off all year, so no one's practiced as hard as he has. No one's put in the work. So, I think if he gets in the net, just got to trust his instincts and go out and implement whatever he's been doing in practice and not try to do anything else, but just try to stop the puck for us. So, he's been a great teammate. I know the guys are cheering for him. If he is in the net, then I know the guys will play hard for him. And those are all good qualities to have in a backup goalie. And he's had some good strings in his career where he's been extremely effective. So, again, if he is in the net, hopefully this is one of those strings.
And when will you know if Darcy's in the net? Is it right after this appointment today? Is it let's wait till Thursday morning? Is it after the morning skate? Or is it right before game time against Las Vegas?
That's a good question. I think we're still early on here, so I'm not exactly sure. I think we'll get some reports back on the health of it first, and then obviously there's a element of how he feels and if there's any indication that it's bothering him or something that'll hold him back. So ultimately he'll talk to the training staff, and the training staff will talk with the coaching staff, and they'll make the best decision for the player. So I'm not exactly sure when that'll be. I would imagine if he is able to play, it'd probably be closer to game time, but I'm not sure if that's the case.
Johnny, good luck going forward, and thank you for your time. Really appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Absolutely.